Welcome to Listen to Lance, the podcast about my life on the hustle. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, mixed martial arts, entrepreneurship, and real estate. I am Lance, your host, and let's get this thing started. All right, welcome back. So it is still summer. We are out here in Colorado on a family vacation. I'm visiting my in-laws. If you don't know, my wife and I met in Colorado in Aspen. I lived there for about 10 years and met her at X Games, and her family still lives in Colorado. So we come here couple times a year for usually 1 or 2 weeks. We're here for 2 weeks this time. So yeah, love Colorado. Love the people of Colorado. Great town, great state. We really enjoy our time when we come here. So let's get back to it. So yeah, I was out here. I got a text from my cousin, and he is an engineer, single. No, he doesn't have his own home or anything, and he was just asking me what the benefits, tax implications or tax benefits of having real estate are. So for him, I'm not gonna go too much just for him, because probably the first thing I would tell him is maybe look at buying a house for himself, and especially being single, you know, buying something that he could maybe rent out rooms, rent out basement, something like that would be ideal. But I'm just going to go into kind of, if you have a high income earner, why you would want to basically get into the real estate rental game, some of those benefits. I'm not an accountant. These are just strategies and ideas that I've learned and that I do. So always, like they say, check it out with your accountant. So number one reason, right, that I would want to get into real estate rental investing, easily it's leverage, you know, where if I'm buying stocks, bonds, anything like that, hard money lending, anything like that, is I need lots of cash. You can buy on margin and stuff like that, but that's a little risky in my opinion. But basically when you're buying real estate, you can leverage the bank's money, which is great for you. So, you know, leverage, what is that? So it's just, say we're buying $100,000 house. I don't need to put $100,000 of my own money up. I can get into that house with $5,000, $10,000 investment, and the bank is going to loan me the extra money, right? So instead of using my money, I'm leveraging the bank's power to be able to get those higher priced houses from what I couldn't afford. So like I said, I can invest $10,000 to get a $100,000 house, and 90% of that is going to be in the bank's name. So, you know, my ROI being based off of a $100,000 investment, my ROI is now based off of a $10,000 out of my pocket investment, which is going to be a way better ROI than obviously if I'm footing the bill for the whole thing, right? So my ROI now is basically like the last podcast I did, on that $50,000 income producing rental, how I could get all that ROI on my cash flow. So check that out. So another benefit to rental real estate, it's tax deferred. So what's that mean? Basically, I don't pay taxes on that money if it's set up right and if I'm doing the proper deductions. And it can also be tax-free. We can talk about that a little later. But basically tax-deferred, right? So if I'm if I have something that's tax deferred, like I said, I'm just not paying taxes right away. So all that cash flow that's coming in can be written off. And so yeah, back to tax deferred. Sorry, I had someone come in, so I wanted to say hello. So tax deferred. Basically, you know, your mortgage is getting paid down by your tenant. Your equity is going up. So none of that is coming out of your pocket. Someone else is paying for that. And any of those gains, the equity in the house is going up. You're not paying on that until you sell. So just like anything, like a retirement investment or anything like that, you're not paying on those gains until you actually sell the property or investment. So, you know, that tax deferred gain is something that you can really leverage down the road. So another advantage is tax free cash flow, right? So when you are in the real estate rental game, you have a lot of different write-offs that you can do. So just a couple simple things is the depreciation, right? So what is depreciation? We've talked about this before, but just kind of like a real quick definition of depreciation is going to be reduction of the value of an asset over a time period due to wear and tear. So for real estate, there's a set depreciation value, and that's under GAAP, which is the, General Accounting Principle, I think it is. So for depreciation for a residential property, you're looking at a 27.5 year value. So commercial, you're looking at 1/39 years. So what's that mean in layman's terms? Basically, if you have a $100,000 asset that you're depreciating over 27.5 years, you're looking at about $3,636 a year that you can write off your income from that property. So really good strategy, really good benefit of having that depreciation access to be able to use that. Also, you can write off insurance, property tax, maintenance, any travel, dining. Dining's a 50% write-off, but dining and entertainment, office, phone, internet, laptops, basically anything that you have to do with your rental. So anything that, any trips I've made there, any repairs I've made, any of that stuff is going to come off of that cash flow each month. So basically, you know, you can on paper show that you've lost money on that asset or on that investment, even though you're taking that cash flow every month. So really good strategy and really good benefit of owning real estate, right? So now not only are you getting that extra cash flow each month to be able to pay bills, to save, to do whatever you want, to invest in another property, you're also not paying taxes on that tax deferred strategy that we're talking about. Again, so now if we go back to a high income earner, got a lot of tax liability at the end of the year because they have no write-offs. So this can be a great strategy for them, right? So again, you know, basically owning rental properties is a small business. Whether they're in your name, whether you set up an LLC to hold those, even if you have an LLC, the tax implications of that are going to flow straight through to your personal taxes either way. So the LLC is going to give you some protection, basically on liability, but the money is still going to flow into your normal tax, normal personal taxes. So, you know, if that's the case, we want to use this as a business, like I said, right? and that the deductibles, all of those things that we just talked about, need to be tracked and need to be used for that tax strategy, right? So again, insurance, property tax, maintenance, travel, dining, office phone, laptop, anything that you use to be able to run your business of running of real estate. If you have a property manager, all that stuff is going to come directly off of your income that year. So really good strategy. You're going to put more cash flow in your pocket, and you're going to, again, lower that tax burden at the end of the year. So, you know, amazing strategy for people that have higher incomes that are looking for ways to pay less taxes and do it legally, right? We always want to do that. So, you know, one of the other things, basically real estate is going to be a forced savings, right? So it can be considered a retirement aspect. Okay, we had a little technical difficulty, but we're back. Yeah, so what was I talking about? Forced savings, right? So, not everyone's great at saving. Not everyone has a built-in retirement plan at their business. So you can use this as, like I said, a forced savings account, right? Or a forced retirement plan. So once you sign on that mortgage, in a way you're stuck, right? Obviously you can let it go if you needed to, bad situation or whatever, but you know, you've become committed to that rental. You've become committed to that property, which now it's going to force you to save more. Not really save more. It's going to force you to save without really saving. So what do I mean? So you're going to have tenants in there more than likely, and they're going to be paying down the mortgage, right? So every month that they pay you the rent, hopefully you're getting a little cash flow, and then you're also paying that monthly mortgage off, and year after year, month after month, they're slowly paying down the value of that house so that later down the road, you could use this for a kid's college plan. You could use this for your own retirement plan, or just extra income, right? So each year they pay down the mortgage, your equity goes up. Not only your equity is going up, you're also your cash flow is going up, right? So your payment's going to stay the same over that 30-year period, but your rental income should theoretically go up as inflation goes up, as other things go up. So now your cash flow is going up year after year. Your liability is going down, right? Your mortgage is going down because you're paying more principal off each year. And like I said, now 20, 30 years down the road, you have a paid for house, still getting cash flow. And then if you needed to sell or wanted to sell at that point, downsize or whatever, you would be able to sell that and reap the benefits of that tenant or those tenants over the years paying that down for you. So you're basically setting up savings accounts with all these different houses that you don't have to pay on. Obviously you can get stuck every couple months and maybe you have to put a little bit of money in or something like that with maintenance and repairs and if the house is vacant, but in general you're gonna have that forced savings every month, month after month, year after year, which down the road is what we're looking for, right? Big cash flow. And then kind of to summarize everything, you know, some months you're gonna pay out of pocket. Like I said, some months you're gonna hate it, but most of the months you'll forget even about having it. You'll be really happy that you've got that extra cash flow coming in. And you'll think, man, that was the best investment I ever made. So, I would say, you know, really important to make a goal, try to get one rental house a year.
That's an easy starting point. That's very attainable. And if you've already got good income, like I said, high income, that you're looking for that tax deduction, really great way to get that momentum moving and get that tax deduction every year. The tax benefits alone can make a real estate decision very vital, right? Meaning, even if I'm breaking even, these other benefits, the write-offs, the depreciation, all that stuff coming off my taxes, even if I don't have the cash flow, it still usually makes a good point or a good reason to be able to invest in real estate. If you're feeling froggy, try to make that goal 2 rental houses a year. That's kind of where I'm at this point, 2 to 5. So let's go ahead and talk real quick. I almost forgot about our tax deferral. If I go and sell this property later. So we have another tax deferral strategy where we can defer taxes indefinitely. So even if we sell the property, we still don't have to pay tax on that. And so that strategy is a 1031 exchange. Really, really cool benefit for real estate is this 1031 exchange. So what is it? So basically, if I bought my $100,000 house, I deferred down my value over the years. My house value is now at $200,000. So just without worrying about deferrals and different, without kind of figuring out all of the depreciation aspects and everything else, we'll just keep it simple. $100,000 house, $200,000 new value after say 10, 20, 30 years. And I'm looking to sell that house, but I don't want to have to pay taxes on that $100,000 gain. So how do I do that? So the 1031 is how I'm going to do that. So what this does is it allows me to roll over any profits into a new property. As long as that property is worth more money than the original property. So it has to be a higher valued property. It has to be like asset. So meaning if it's a rental, it needs to move into a rental. If it's property, it needs to go into property or rental. Commercial needs to stay in commercial. So it has to be a like kind property. I have to, within my closing date of selling my property, I have to do this with a 1031 exchange company. I can't touch any of the money myself. So everything has to stay in a fund, just like a 401k rollover or IRA rollover. I can't actually physically have contact with that money or virtually in my own bank accounts or anything like that. Everything has to stay with a 401k trustee. But after I sell my property, I would have a 45-day identification period. So I need to pick a house within 45 days, and then I have a 6-month or 180-day close. So I have to have that property closed on within 180 days. So if I do that now with the 401 exchange program, I can sell that $200,000 house with a $100,000 tax liability, and I can defer that tax indefinitely by rolling that over and buying a $220,000 new property with the gains. And as long as I do that within the specific rights, specific rules, I do not have to pay tax on that $100,000 gain. So this is a way that you can stair step up in real estate without paying any taxes. So I can go from a $200,000 house to a $300,000 house, wait a few years, sell it again, move it up to a $400,000, $500,000 house. Like I said, I can keep stair-stepping this up. You can go up into the millions of dollars as long as you follow these few guidelines and steps. So really an amazing, amazing tax deferral strategy, right? So like I said, I can do that indefinitely. I can later pass those on to kids, family, friends, whoever. But just a really great way to not have to ever pay taxes on a piece of property or investment. So kind of in summary, So we'll just kind of, you know, end here with the different strategies. So we had leverage, we had tax deferral, and that can be either on one income or one income producing property, or like I said, that 1031 exchange idea, which is amazing. Three, we had tax-free cash flow. Four, just regular tax strategies on how to lower that income, personal income tax rate. Five is kind of that forced savings. So really, you know, I can't stress it enough. If you're interested in real estate, go out, get more information, talk to somebody that you know that has a good real estate background, whether that's an agent, a mortgage lender, a friend that does rentals, whoever. If you're not comfortable doing the property or investment by yourself, try to find a friend that has the knowledge. You could put up the money, let them use their experience, whether it's in the flipping game, whether it's in the rental game. You know, there's a lot of ideas that where you can kind of just start little LLCs, partner up, and start buying real estate together with someone with more experience. So a lot of cool strategies and ideas that you can benefit from real estate in many different ways. So like I said, I would just recommend, if you have any interest, shoot me a message. I can help you. Or if you know someone else that you feel comfortable working with, shoot them a message. People are always up to try to make some money and make some good deals and have some good income producing strategies. So yeah, that's about it from me out here in Colorado. Everyone is awake now, so I think we will be heading out for the day and doing another adventure. Owning a business has helped me kind of be able to take advantage of family time and really just enjoy my life. So real estate is a big part of that. Owning a business is a big part of that. And having a great team and business partners is also a great reason one of my happy things that I get to do, because I have a great team and a great partners around me. So, you know, look for that. Look for a great team. Look for great partners. Look for great friends that you can invest with. I think if, as long as everyone knows what everyone's responsibility is, you will be fine. So again, thanks for listening. And I don't have my Alexa here, so no joke of the day. All right. But we will be back home next week and I will do another show. So if you got an idea, shoot me a message and get to investing. All right. Talk to you soon. Hey, thank you for listening to Listen to Lance, My Life on the Hustle. So again, just talking about BJJ, business, real estate, all my passions. So thanks again for listening. Please make sure you subscribe. And if you have a question, make sure you send it out. I love questions and I will love to add your question to the next show. So please send in a question, message, or email, text, whatever you got. I will make sure to get it into the next episode. Thanks again, and please pass the word if your friends are into BJJ or business. I've got something to say.